Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Last day of April 2021. Friday, getaway Friday, April the 30th. 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here. We're having a very interesting conversation this morning, which is what I like to do on this program. The topics this morning are the $15 minimum wage, good idea or bad idea, and etiquette in 2021. When somebody's on their phone, what do we do? If we're behind them in line at a fast food place, do we honk our horn? What do we do? Also, the other conversation, other side of that coin, I guess, as it were, is when you're in a retail store and you're behind, most of the time it's a senior citizen who is not moving as fast as you would like them to move, should you have this disdain in your face? And I've seen it, and if you look around in retail stores, you will see it. If there is an elderly person in line and they are not moving as fast as the person behind them wants to move, people get very impatient. So here we are. Is this an impatient society that we live in? Must everything be now, now, now? We cannot wait a few minutes for something to happen. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on these subjects. Oh, you know, we haven't had much of a chance to talk since we had the mayor on Tuesday. I believe he was on. Now, we did talk about downtown Marion, and what we learned is that the construction on the street, is it Cummins Avenue next to the Harding Hotel, that the construction there is repairing the side of the Harding Hotel. And the construction is just taking longer than they thought it would. So, you know, the southbound lane, I guess, is it the southbound lane that's open now or the northbound lane? Might be, let's see. Well, I think it might be the southbound lane that's reopened since all this construction. But the other lane, I think, remains closed. Now, the other thing is this diagonal parking, which has really changed the way Main Street is laid out. Now, they're at the overpass, or is that, I think it's Main. They're at the overpass. I don't go down there very much, but apparently one of the lanes is now a turn lane on Main Street. When you're going down Main Street, and I think it's when you cross center, now one of the lanes is a turn lane instead of all being straight. Is this confusing anybody? Is this all for the good? You know, change can be good. You never know. 740-383-9944. A lot of changes going on down in downtown Marion. Just as we get out of downtown Marion, they're doing some changes down there. But, you know, I would not want to be down there right now because changes can be difficult sometimes. Matter of fact, people don't like to change. So it's hard to get people to follow the new way of life. Now, of course, we want things to change for the better, but if you can get two people to agree on what better is, then you're luckier than most people. But has anybody noticed the changes in downtown Marion? Do you think they're for the positive? Do you think they're not for the positive? Would be interested to know. This is a big topic that we've talked about here quite a bit. 740-383-9944. I'll also tell you something else. I have noticed that Friday night in Marion, and I don't know about other places, but Friday night seems to be the night when people go out to eat. Friday night is take the family, get your wife, get your husband, call up your friends, call up your coworkers, and go out to eat. This is what we do on Friday night in Marion. The restaurants usually are mobbed on Friday night. Now, what places do you like to go locally? Because what I've always been surprised about locally is that people kind of get in ruts and they go to the same old place every week, and they don't change it up very often. So maybe if we have a few people call in and tell some of their favorite places, some of the people out there listening might want to try some of their favorite places and vice versa, and maybe we'll get out of these ruts that we're in when we go out to eat on Friday night. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Where do you go on Friday night? Or do you stay home? You know, I know a lot of people like to sit home and order the pizza. A lot of people like to just go to the grocery store, get a bunch of food, cook it at home. Will a lot of people be grilling out tonight? Is that the plan? Get the grill out and put a couple steaks out there. Put a couple pieces of pork out on the grill. Boy, that sounds good. You know, corn on the cob. Corn on the cob on the grill. Wrapped in the tin foil with the butter and all that. Nothing better than that. Does anybody have any big food plans tonight? This last day of April, 2021. 740-383-9944. It's just this time of year, it's just a lot of fun to do things like that. And the smell goes through the neighborhood. No matter what neighborhood you live in, the smell just wafts from house to house to house. And people love that. If you're cooking barbecue chicken or ribs. By the way, that's a question I have. What's the best way to cook ribs? And I'm not a big fan of barbecue ribs. I mean, they're okay. But how do you cook your ribs? Do you just boil them? Do you fry them on the skillet? Do you fry them on an electric skillet? Do you always use the grill? Is it just not something you have in the winter? What's a good rib recipe? Give me a buzz here, because we all love ribs. And do you like to buy the bone ribs or the boneless ribs? I know many, many people have now went to the boneless ribs. It's a little difficult to eat the ribs with bones in them. They can be I don't know. Just sometimes there's not much rib meat on those ribs with the bones in them. So anybody got a good rib recipe? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday. Anybody know anything about ribs? Maybe we don't have many rib cookers out there in the audience. I notice a lot of people buying a lot of pork chops recently. I think the price of pork is down quite a bit. A lot of pork chops flying off the shelves. Not as much red meat. You know, people still like red meat, obviously, and people still buy it, but it doesn't seem to be like it used to be. I do see a lot more people buying pork and chicken and things of that nature. Now, you know something I do like, though? I do like barbecue chicken. And like I say, I'm not against barbecue sauce, and I do like it on chicken, but boy, people don't cook barbecue chicken very often anymore. Have you noticed that? Now, everybody seems to be into the barbecue ribs, but not barbecue chicken. Now, do you marinate your barbecue chicken and your barbecue ribs? I notice a lot of people now just take the ribs or the chicken and they'll put them out on the grill, or they'll put them on the skillet in their kitchen, and they don't marinate it in the barbecue sauce. So the barbecue sauce does not really, I guess, permeate the meat like you think it would. Does anybody have a specific type of barbecue sauce they use? Now, there's something I'm kind of in a vacuum about, because I couldn't even tell you the last time I bought barbecue sauce. So what is the best type of barbecue sauce that you can buy? To be honest with you, I really would have a hard time even naming two or three barbecue sauces. I've never been one to put barbecue sauce on, like I say, first of all, I don't cook barbecue ribs very often. I don't cook barbecue chicken very often. And I don't put it on chicken nuggets like I know some people do. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Yeah, are you talking about barbecue?
Yes.
We barbecue, dead night, chicken, and pork roast on the grill. We marinated it almost all day long and marinated it, and put it out on the grill and cook it, which a lot of people don't do. And as you said, you can smell all the neighborhood. But people just can't hear it anymore, and they don't care. They just put it on and go. But if you want a good marinade, a good rib or chicken, and we use the boneless chicken ribs and the boneless beef ribs, and put them out and let them marinate open. You got them slow on the grill. That's the way we do it.
Now, what kind of barbecue sauce do you use?
I use hot and spicy.
Hot and spicy. Now, is there any particular brand you buy?
It's hot and spicy.
All right.
And then on corn, I take the corn, leave it in the husk, soak it in water, and then put it on the grill and let it cook in the husk on the grill.
Sounds good. Now, do you ever have anything for dessert?
For dessert, it's just whatever I just throw on the pick up and throw on. We might have a fruit, we might have a salad, but it's just whatever we throw.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Well, now there's a rib and chicken barbecue recipe. Now, does anybody else have anything like that, a chicken or rib barbecue recipe, and what kind of barbecue sauce do you use? Now, see, I'm not a fan of spicy anything, even when I buy my salsa, which, now that I buy occasionally. I'll put that on a taco salad, I'll put that on a chips, you know, tortilla chips. Now, that I always buy the mild. I like the taste of it, but I don't like my mouth to be on fire. So, the question is, what kind of barbecue sauce do you use? Do you marinate? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Real quick, I just gotta say, it's gotta be Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's. Now, that's sold in most stores, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is it about it, real quick, that you like?
Well, it's just good. I can't really put my finger on it. It's good.
No, it is sweet, right?
Yeah. Okay, I got a tip, Scott, but I'll be listening.
Okay, thanks. All right. There it is. Sweet Baby Ray's. Now, you know, I have heard a lot about Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. But is it really a different taste than other people's barbecue sauce? I don't know. Is there a big difference? Now, Bob there seem that he would buy any barbecue sauce. So he must not find a whole lot of difference. Now, our caller there says, well, yeah, she buys the Sweet Baby Ray's. I don't know. Is there a certain kind of barbecue sauce that you use on your chicken, your ribs, your, well, I know a lot of people use it for dipping sauce in a lot of things. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What barbecue sauce do you use? We're getting into barbecue season. You know, we're heading into the month of May tomorrow. Nobody yet has told me what May Day is. Did I dream up the whole idea of May Day? Is it not even a thing? Does anybody know what May Day is? M-A-Y space D-A-Y. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Also, do you have anything to say about the $15 minimum wage? Go ahead, caller.
Montgomery Inn's another good one.
Montgomery Inn. Now, that one I haven't seen too much of. Where, is that just sold in all the stores as well?
Yeah. Well, see, it used to be Montgomery Inn in Worthington, but they closed it when they remodeled 161 down there and put that big roundabout in. But it's, their ribs were excellent down there. Excellent.
Now, did they have their own concoction, barbecue sauce-wise?
Oh, yeah.
Can you buy that in the stores?
Yeah, it's bottled, yeah.
Okay. Now, what is it about that sauce one. That's so good?
It's a little more tart than sweet. Sweet Baby Ray's is a sweet tart sauce, but it's a little more mild on the tartness. But Montgomery Inn's got a little bite to it. Really good.
All right. Well, thanks. Talking about barbecue sauce here this morning. Now we got Montgomery Inn and Sweet Baby Ray's. What do you use to barbecue? I know a lot of people make their own barbecue sauce. I'm always fascinated by that. 740-383-9944. I think that's a Southern thing, to make your own barbecue sauce. Or at least that's what I've observed. I can't say for sure, but it seems to be more of a Southern thing to make your own barbecue sauce. Does anybody out there make their own? I wouldn't even have the slightest idea what would go in a barbecue sauce. Now, I can do the everything sauce. I know that recipe, and I know what that's supposed to taste like. But barbecue sauce, would have no idea. Now, where are we here? Okay, the question is, does anybody have a good barbecue chicken or barbecue rib recipe, and what kind of barbecue sauce do you use? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the main ingredient in barbecue sauce is root beer.
Root beer?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, look up the recipe for barbecue sauce, and you'll see that the main ingredient is root beer.
Now, what else is in there besides root beer?
I can't remember right offhand, but I remember the main ingredient is root beer.
Well, that's interesting. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did anybody know that? The main ingredient in barbecue sauce is root beer? Well, now see, if you were over at the root beer stand, you could just whip up a ton of barbecue sauce. Because certainly you would have the product there. I had never heard that. Had anybody heard that? 740-383-9944. Root beer. The main ingredient in barbecue sauce. There used to be a guy in town who used to go around selling barbecue sauce. And he would sell it, was it in mason jars? It's been a few years. I think he would sell it in mason jars, and I think his name, I'll get this wrong, but I think his name was Willie? Was his name Willie? He was an older guy. Did anybody ever buy this guy's barbecue sauce? Is he even still around? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is the Willie who used to sell the old barbecue sauce still around? And he would do it in mason jars, it seemed like. I know it was not certainly anything you bought in a store. And I'm not even sure how he used to market it. I think it just became a thing that people knew that he sold. It was very cheap. But good barbecue sauce, if I remember. And gosh, I don't know if he's still around. Does anybody know? Who has the best barbecue? Barbecue's become a big thing. We have a lot of barbecue restaurants. But, and I'm not talking about a restaurant here. Do you know of anybody locally? Because that's where you find the real good barbecue stuff. Is somebody who's just in their house cooking. Do you know somebody who really knows how to do the barbecue? Does anybody remember Willie who used to sell the barbecue sauce in the mason jars? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. And I'm going to say this gentleman's name, and I don't even know if he's still around. Now, he might still be around. And if he is, I wish he would call in. When I first started in radio, I used to cover city council and county commissioner meetings. And there was a guy who pretty much came to every city council meeting, and he pretty much came to every county commissioner meeting. Now, I remember seeing him more at the county commissioners than at city council, but he made those things entertaining because he was very passionate about what he had to say, and he would walk around with paperwork. And he was an interesting guy, and he had an interesting way of speaking, and he knew all about parliamentary procedure, and I used to sit down there at the county commissioners. I remember him more at the county commissioners, but I know he went to city council meetings too. I would sit down there. Brenda Donegan was the reporter for county commissioners at that time with the Marion Star, and I used to sit down there with her. I was with MRN, and she was with the Star, and we would just wait for this guy to stand up. And it was so entertaining. Now, I don't know if he's still around, so I'm going to say his name. I hope he is, because I always liked him. He was always, he really did, and I'm not saying this in a facetious way. He made those meetings very interesting for me. His name was Don Fleming. Don Fleming. Now, does anybody know if Don is still around? He used to bring his wife, if I remember right. Not all the time. Now, there was another guy who came around who always brought his wife. Now, I'm pretty sure his wife has passed away. And I don't know if he's passed away, the other guy. I don't know if he's passed away or not, but I think he was a little older than Don. But Don to me just had energy. And he was an older gentleman then, but he was a bigger guy. He had glasses. But boy, I'll tell you, he would get up and he just spoke his mind. And he was a very unique person. Don Fleming. Does anybody know anything about Don Fleming? I'd be interested to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or Willie, who used to sell the barbecue sauce. And if anybody knows either one of these guys, Willie, who used to sell the barbecue sauce, who was an older gentleman. Now, this has probably been 10 years ago with Willie, the last time I saw him selling that barbecue sauce. He used to sell it over here on the south side. And it was just very good sauce. So I can't, but I can't remember his last name. Does anybody remember Willie, who used to sell the barbecue sauce, or Don Fleming, who used to go to the city council and county commissioner meetings all the time? Maybe he still goes. I don't know. I don't go anymore. But I hope he's doing well. I have not heard from Don in a long time. I have not seen Don in a long time. And I'm not sure how old he would be. I'm guessing back in those days, he had to be probably at least in his 60s, maybe even in his 70s back then. So he'd be up in age now. But boy, Don Fleming. He was an entertaining guy. And not entertaining in a... what do I want to say? He wasn't entertaining in a jokey way. He was entertaining because he believed what he was there for. I mean, he was really involved in the political system. And for right or wrong, and I'm sure a lot of the county commissioners and city council people didn't like the things that he had to say, and I can understand why. But he was a, you know, you couldn't help but be entertained by him. And like I say, I don't mean that bad at all. So does anybody know if Don's still around? Don Fleming. The only thing I really knew about Don was that he attended those meetings, and that's where I would see him. And I think he owned a construction business at one point. Now, I'm not totally sure about that. But I think he owned a construction business. Maybe it was called Fleming Construction. But I do know his name was Don Fleming. I'll never forget him and his appearances as city council and county commissioners. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Or if Don is still out there, boy, it'd be great to hear his voice, hear what he's up to. I probably have not seen Don Fleming or talked to Don Fleming in, it's probably been 10 to 15 years. So, any information on these people, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything else on anybody's mind this morning? This getaway Friday? A real getaway Friday. Last day of the month of April. All right. Well, maybe this is somebody who knows something. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I went to school with Don Fleming.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
So Don, what's Don?
He was very outspoken then, and whatever, I do not know if he's still around or not. But I had a construction, a women's construction.
So he did have a construction business.
Right, women's construction.
Now, how old would Don be now?
He's probably about, I'll soon be 78, so... And he's in a year or two difference between
him
and Ron. So
he's
in his late 70s.
You say late
50s? I don't know if he's still alive or not.
You say late 70s?
Yes. And he was very outspoken, and he would tell you like a word.
Well, he had a unique way of talking that was very entertaining.
Right, yes.
Well, hopefully we can. I'd love to track Don down.
I don't know. I think he might still be around.
I hope so.
Might be other people out there that run our age would know him.
Well, I tell if you get his number, tell him to call in here this morning. We'd love to hear from him.
I'll see if I can hunt him
up. All right, thanks. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah, Don, I thought he had owned a construction business, and that's about right. He'd probably be late 70s, early 80s, because... when I knew him, he was probably in his early 60s or late 50s. It's hard to remember. 20 years ago? Has that been 20 years ago now? Probably pretty close. Oh, I hear the sirens. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, somebody's taking a ride. I enjoyed that morning where we tried to find, was it Al Weichel? Now, we tracked him down, and before the end of the day, we had heard from Al Weichel. So maybe we'll track Don Fleming down. Remember, and also remember the morning that we were trying to track down the guy who used to be the skater who got all the women out at the skating rink on, I believe it was Center Street, over by Garfield Park. I think his last name was Sansoda. Now, we ended up finding out, unfortunately, that he had passed away. But the other day, I did see a picture of him. Jeannie Evers, Charlie Evers' wife, showed me a picture of him. And I'll tell you, he was just covered with women. Even in this picture. And I believe the picture was at the roller rink. And he just had women all around him. I don't know what it was about this guy. I don't know. Maybe it was the Italian heritage. Boy, I got a frog in my throat this morning. Well, all right. So now, you know, we've got a pretty good track record on this. We did find out that our friend who was the roller skater has passed away, Mr. Sansoda. We did find out that we found Al Weichel the morning we were looking for him. He called in before the morning was over, and we had a great conversation. But Don Fleming this morning, are we going to find Don Fleming? Well, we've got somebody who knew who he was, Don, and we think he might still be living. Now, that would be a plus if Don was still living. To be honest, I couldn't imagine anything would take Don out. Don was just a bombastic guy. And I, like I say, I mean that in the best sense. Oh, you know something I wanted to do that I did not get a chance to do? John Keegan, who used to be the owner of Marion Flowers Shop, turned 90 recently. So I wanted to send a very happy birthday to John Keegan. John's always been very nice to me. I see him quite a bit, and big Ohio State fan. So happy belated birthday to John Keegan, who has turned 90 years old. So if you see John around, I'm sure a lot of you did business with him over the years at Marion Flowers. Say hello to John. See, I've got John and Don on the mind now. I've got John Keegan on the mind, who I know is still around, just turned 90. And then I've got Don Fleming on the mind, who we're trying to track down here. And I'll tell you who else I run into a lot, and I always enjoy it. It's Bob Smith's daughter. Bob Smith was the owner of Smith Cardinal. And Bob came in and did a radio interview, and I liked Bob. Every time I saw Bob around, Bob lived, I think, into his 90s. Bob was a fascinating guy. You know, Bob was a World War II veteran. Bob was a self-made man. Really built that Smith Cardinal from the ground up. And was there until it closed. I don't know many men who had as successful a business as Bob Smith that never sold it. Was there on the first day and was there on the last day. And you know, that interview's in our archives somewhere, and we'll have to play that sometime. That's what I'm so glad we were able to do with this station. You hear it sometime. We have a clip of it because it was so funny when he was talking about the turkey, the lady with the turkey between her legs. I know you've heard that. But we have a whole interview. I think we did 2 hours with Bob Smith one time, talking about how Smith Cardinal came to be and why it closed, and just fascinating. You know, we have a lot of those. I remember we did Bob Smith. We did George Turoff. Now, George is still around. I know George Turoff and his wife are still around. Great people. Best pie makers in the world. I haven't had a Turoff pie for a while. But love the Turoffs. We did the story on George Turoff because he came from a different country. And I believe, I don't want to screw this up, but we've got the interview in there somewhere. But I believe George's father wanted him to be a shoe repairman or something like that? But George Turoff came here and became a businessman. Then he ended up working at the hospital in the kitchen for a long time. So we interviewed George Turoff, and we also did the late Dick Kiefer, who owned Kiefer's Clothing downtown. And Dick has since passed away, but we did a whole interview with Dick Kiefer at one point. That was very interesting. And I'm so glad these businessmen who really were here in Marion's heyday. And, of course, George Kasotis has been on this station a ton, and I love George, and I saw George the other day, and I know he's out there listening. George, hello, hope you're doing well. But, you know, people like George Kasotis and Bob Smith, and Bob Smith was a great golfer, too, by the way. Bob Smith was a really good golfer. I remember talking about golf with Bob. But you had George Kasotis and Bob Smith and George Turoff, and Dick Kiefer, and John Keegan, and Trevor Romine. You know, we had Trevor Romine on, who owned Hemmerly's. So, you know, a lot of great business people. Is there anybody I'm leaving out? Who were the great business people of Marion in its heyday? Now, it's kind of funny because we've talked about businesses, but who were the great businessmen and women in those days? And, of course, Martha Dowse was on this station a lot. There was a great businesswoman, without doubt. Dear, dear, dear friend. 740-383-9944. Who were those people? Let's see. Well, we're not getting much on Don Fleming. But you know, he had his own business too, Fleming Construction. But I do think he got better known for going to those meetings. I remember one time, I couldn't even tell you what the subject was or what had gotten under his skin, but he got up and he lambasted the county commissioners. Now, they were different commissioners at that time. But he got up and he ripped into them. And I'm telling you, I think they threw him out. But he was quoting parliamentary procedure. It was a scene. It really was a scene. Don Fleming. It's fun to think of these people. They were very... I don't know if we have people like that now. I mean, I hope we do. I hope we do. I hope that hasn't all gone by the wayside. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. You know what I have... oh, here we go. Phone's ringing. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I think Don Fleming passed.
Did Don die?
I think he did. It's the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'll try to find out for real. And, you know, John Turner had Turner Hardware. He was a good businessman.
You know, is Mr. Baldoff still alive?
Ed
Baldoff?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
You know, last time I knew Ed, he was doing some side work out at Campbell Supply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you think Don was... Don would have been about 70, late 70s, early 80s, right?
Yeah, I was just a little bit older than him.
Yeah, he was... Did you ever see him down at the meetings?
No, but I'll tell you what, when them Fleming boys was younger, they was all good athletes. Good athlete.
Well, when I say he was a bigger guy, I don't mean he was heavy. He was just a big guy.
Yeah, yeah. He was tall.
Big guy. But boy, he was, he would go down there and he would just, I don't think he had any fear at all. He got up in those public meetings and just told those people what he thought.
Well, that's the kind of people you need. They just speak, you know, be smart about it, but, you know, that's what we need.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see if you can... Hopefully, you know, I'm sorry to hear if he did pass away, but, yeah, if he didn't, I'd love to hear from him.
Okay, if I find out, I'll make sure and I'll call you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, Don Fleming. I hope he didn't pass away because I would love to hear from him one more time. I don't know if he goes down to the meetings anymore. I should call down to City Hall. Well, they don't have public meetings right now. But if I called the county commissioners... And I called the city council. They'd know who Don Fleming was if they've been there a while. And they'd remember the other guy. You know, there was another guy who kind of did the same thing that Don did. But the other guy was not nearly as entertaining in this fact. Sometimes I don't think he knew all his facts. Don knew his facts. Now, were Don's facts right? You know, who knows? You never know. But I remember Don one time. I'll tell you a story about Don Fleming. This is all public record because it happened in an open meeting. We were at the county commissioners one time, and for some reason, Don had a beef about... Oh, you know what? This will be funny. The city buses. Now, why this was coming up with the county commissioners, I don't remember. But he was having a beef about the city buses. And his beef was that this money was being paid to operate the city buses, and they don't do anything. Now, but again, you got to remember, now this is 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Whole different group of people. So Don is saying that these city bus drivers don't do anything. So he's arguing back and forth with the commissioners about this. And the commissioners will say, Don, do you ride the city bus? And Don said, well, no, he didn't. So the commissioners wanted to know how he knew that the city bus people did not do anything. And Don said he had followed them and watched them sit in parking lots all day and do nothing. And he cited where the parking lots were that they sat, and he had the times because he'd followed them around. Now, that was Don Fleming. And I'll tell you, when he did that, Brenda Donegan and I, she was there with the Star, I'm there with MRN, you know, you couldn't help but report that story. And the way Don was saying it, you know, that he had tracked these buses down, and he had followed them all day, and he had sat, I guess the construction business must have been on hold at that time. But he was just a tenacious person. And you know what? It's only because he cared. You know, some people poo-poo people like that. I don't like that. Because I think Don had something to say. Now, was it always right? I don't know. Was it always wrong? I don't know. But he said it. And that's what this country's about. You can say what you want. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 56 coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here. WWGH. Go ahead, caller.
Hello again, sir. You know how I like searching for records.
Oh, yes.
Internet's a license to be nosy.
I hope you got good news.
My snooping software, do you think he would be 82 years old, born November of 38? Does that sound right?
Well, that probably is in the neighborhood, yes.
There's also a Don Fleming in Waldo, I think was 77. He lives on Richland Road. According to this, he's still alive. It isn't always accurate, but I've seen people listed as deceased. They had my father listed as deceased a couple of days after he passed, so he's probably still alive. I looked on Legacy, where you can pretty much search all time for death records, as long as there was an obituary. And if he's well known, I mean, it would be public information. Nothing listed. And I tried all time for Don Fleming. So, you never can be totally sure, but I would say 90% certainty that he is still.
So Don is still with us.
Great. That's 92% certainty. He's 82 years old and living on Richland Road. Yeah, the Donald D. Fleming in Waldo, age 77. I guess that's somebody different. You know, I can give you like possible relatives. You don't know his wife or kids' names?
No, I think he used to bring his wife occasionally, but I never really.
Actually, the Don D. Fleming in Waldo passed away in October of 2009. So that's, I guess, a different person. I mean, Fleming's a fairly common name. But he would live, would Richland Road and Marion, would that be a logical place?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he lived in the county. So he was Marion. He was a Marion person.
Okay, you don't know his wife or kids' names or?
No, I can't remember his wife's name at all.
Rita or Retta, R-E-D-A, because the house is owned by Don and Rita, or maybe Retta, R-E-D-A.
It might be. I'll tell you what, if you called up Don right now, and if you got it, you would know it was him just by his voice, and I know you've never heard his voice, but you would know it's the guy.
I don't know all the. Yeah, it says he's a Republican. I don't know all these people. I mean, you know pretty much everybody in town, including all the important people. I
know George, but not as well as you do.
Right, you would know it just by the enthusiasm in his voice when he picked up the phone.
A bit like George, an older guy, but still full of energy.
Oh yeah, if you ask him anything about politics, whoo. He would be all over the place.
Yeah, George is, like 87 or whatever. I mean, he's about the youngest 80. Yeah, I have a phone number on file. I can message it to you if you want it.
Send it over.
I'm going to send it over, message over. Yeah, George is one of the, one of the youngest 87-year-olds I've ever met. Probably younger than most people your age in some ways. Okay, I'm going to send this phone number that I found over to you, Scott, and I'll be listening, of course.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, well, hey, there's good news. Don Fleming, due to Adam's sleuthing work, is apparently 82 years old and still with us, still living here in Marion. So that's good news. We got to take a break here, but if somebody, whatever you want to do, if you know Don, and Don, if you're out there listening, call in. I'd love to hear from you. It'd be great to hear from Don Fleming. I'm so glad he's still around. It sounds like he's still around. 82 years old, that's right. All right, we're going to go to break. Be back in about 15 minutes.
Just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing,
the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say no. And that may sound a little weird, but I just want to throw it in their face. I'm just so tired of these people. I'm,